In the early 20th century, the world was just beginning to look upward. Airplanes, those strange, fragile machines of wood and canvas, captured the imagination of a daring few. Among those dreamers was a young woman who would not only conquer the skies, but also redefine what it meant to chase a dream. Her name was Marianne Campana, though she was born Edvija Campana on April 8, 1913, in a small mountain village called Berea, Italy. Like so many families of that era, the Campanas longed for opportunity beyond the rugged hills of their homeland. In 1921, when Marianne was just 8 years old, the family packed their few belongings and boarded a ship bound for America. Their destination? The industrial heartland of Youngstown, Ohio. The Youngstown they encountered was alive with the hum of steel mills and the promise of a better life. It was here that Edvija became Marianne, a name that reflected her new home and new beginning. She attended Lincoln Elementary, later East High School, and eventually Youngstown College, a determined student with big dreams, though she couldn't yet imagine how high those dreams would take her. While working part-time at a five-and-dime store, Marianne's life took a turn that would change everything. One afternoon, she caught sight of an airplane flying overhead, its silver wings glinting in the sunlight. It wasn't just a machine, it was freedom itself, defying gravity and convention alike. That sight stirred something deep within her. She knew, at that moment, that she had to fly. But the 1930s were not kind to dreamers, especially young women who dared to enter a man's world. Aviation was still a rough-and-tumble field, dominated by men who thought flying required more strength than any woman could muster. Still, Marianne didn't ask for permission. She enrolled in a flight course at the Youngstown Warren Regional Airport, paying her way through lessons and fuel, determined to prove that courage, not gender, was what mattered in the cockpit. In 1932, at the age of 18, she earned her pilot's license, becoming the first woman in the state of Ohio to do so. Her achievement made headlines, yet for Marianne, this wasn't the end of a journey, it was just the beginning. The following year, she set her sights on something even more ambitious, a world endurance record for light aircraft. It was June 4th, 1933, and the morning skies over Mahoning County were clear. On the airfield sat a small, weathered Taylor Cub monoplane, the kind of plane that looked more like a toy than a record-breaking machine. Its paint was chipped, its engine untested for such a challenge, but Marianne was undeterred. She loaded just 40 gallons of gasoline, packed a few sandwiches, and strapped herself in. She wore no parachute. At 8:55 a.m., she lifted off. Her plan was simple, but incredibly risky. She would remain airborne as long as her fuel and stamina allowed, circling above the fields and towns of Ohio. Hour after hour, she stayed aloft. Below her, the world rolled by in a slow, hypnotic rhythm. Patches of farmland, winding roads, the glimmer of the Mahoning River. As the sun rose high and began to set again, she felt the fatigue creeping in. Her arms ached from gripping the controls, and her eyes strained against the glare. Still, she pressed on. After 12 hours and 27 minutes in the air, surpassing the previous record of 11 hours and 17 minutes, fog began to thicken, and a storm loomed on the horizon. Realizing she had achieved what she'd set out to do, Marianne brought the plane down safely, exhausted but triumphant. She had done it. At just 20 years old, with only 44 hours of total flight experience, Marianne Campana had broken the light airplane endurance record, without refueling, without fear, and without a parachute. Her courage was front page news. Reporters hailed her as Youngstown's flying girl, a symbol of daring and determination. But to Marianne, the record was never about fame. It was about proving, to herself, and to the world that limitations exist only where we accept them. Over the next decade, Marianne continued to fly, inspiring young women across Ohio to consider aviation. But as the Second World War reshaped the nation, she began to set her sights on new horizons. In 1943, she hung up her pilot's goggles for good, closing one extraordinary chapter of her life and opening another. Marianne turned her energy and discipline toward the world of business. She joined Strauss Hirschberg and later the May Company, two well-known department stores in Ohio, and worked her way up through dedication and skill. Eventually, she became co-owner of Pollyanna Clothes, a children's clothing chain that brought her creativity and business acumen together. Her entrepreneurial success reflected the same drive that had fueled her record-breaking flight: hard work, vision, and the courage to lead. In 1969, the Wolves Club Den 6 of Youngstown honored her achievements, naming her Youngstown's first aviatrix. The award recognized not just her daring record flight, but her contributions to the community, her leadership, and her example as a pioneer for women everywhere. In her later years, Marianne settled in Lakewood, Ohio, living a quiet life surrounded by family and memories. Though she no longer took to the skies, her spirit remained untethered, always curious, always adventurous. When she passed away in 2009 at the age of 96, she left behind more than just a record. She left a legacy, a reminder that the sky belongs to those who dare to reach for it. Marianne Campana's story is one of transformation. From a young immigrant girl with a dream, to a record-breaking pilot, to a successful entrepreneur. She broke barriers not with protest or proclamation, but with quiet, unshakable determination. She didn't just fly an airplane, she soared past the limitations of her time. And though decades have passed since that June day in 1933, her courage still echoes in the engines of every aircraft, in the hearts of those who dream of flight, and in the history of a community that once watched a young woman take off into the unknown. Marianne Campana, Ohio's first woman pilot, record breaker, trailblazer, and eternal aviatrix, proved that sometimes the only true horizon is the one we create for ourselves.